Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another sales tip. Today's sales tip, how to ruin your brand. Sometimes I get ideas for topics from seeing the mistakes that other salespeople make when they're trying to sell me. That's the thing. Once you're a good salesperson, you'll be able to spot and pick apart the strategy or lack thereof of the sales and marketing pitches deployed by others. One thing I've noticed since the Small Business Administration released the contact information of the recipients of PPP loans is a barrage of unsolicited emails from unknown companies. Before I analyze what's wrong with these messages I receive and the short and long-term harm they can do to the sender or seller, I want to first state affirmatively that email communications are a great way of identifying leads and making small sales. But there has to be a strategy behind those communications. Sending strangers unsolicited sales pitches is not a strategy. It's blind marketing. You're throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. I suspect the sender is thinking the following. It doesn't cost much to send 5,000 emails, and statistics show that 1% of people who receive email communications will make a purchase. So if we send 5,000 emails, we could get 50 sales. However, I'm not sure these sellers understand when that percentage holds true. The companies that achieve a 1 or even 2% conversion rate through email are companies that have a relationship with the buyers they're contacting. These are emails that the buyers have signed up for, or they're companies from whom the buyer has purchased in the past. Thus, the email is just a reminder or a reason to reconnect. It's not an introduction to the brand or the company that's selling something. By contrast, unsolicited emails don't work the same way. They don't yield the same conversion rate. When I receive an email from someone I don't know, my first fear is that it's a virus or it's someone trying to seize my file so that they can shake me down for Bitcoin. So I'm not going to click on that email. I'm going to delete it and report it as spam, which may cause the sender's email provider to begin to limit the number of emails they can send. Second, even if I do open the email by accident, the content is almost always off-putting in a number of ways. One, sometimes the message is too long for a busy person to take the time to read it. Two, it's almost always a pure sales message. It's a here's what I can do for your company type message. That type of messaging doesn't work even in a normal in-person sales interaction. Your prospect may not be in the market for the offering. And even if they are, they don't know you, don't trust you, and therefore aren't going to spend any money with you. But they may remember that you're the desperate person who sent them the annoying email and brand your company as a scam or an undesirable offering. So send this type of email only if you want to ruin your brand. I don't think you want to do that, ruin your brand. So how should you use email in your prospecting efforts? In my opinion, if it's a cold email, use it to establish a relationship. In other words, don't try to sell anything in the email. Give value instead. I, for example, distribute a free business development magazine via email. The way I get recipients to click on the magazine is by saying who I am and what I have in common with them in the body of the email. I basically use the email to introduce myself and establish that I'm one of them. I suspect some of the recipients go to the web and look me up on LinkedIn or elsewhere to discover that I'm a real person before they click on the link to the magazine. I do have a pretty good open rate with the magazine, a pretty good click rate, and I don't want to lose the little bit of credibility that I've gained. So once they open the magazine, it's not all about me. Rather, I provide the readers with information on how to grow their businesses. So I give away some of my expertise for free in the magazine. Now, the magazine does have a sales section, but it's labeled as such. It says, you know, here's an offering you may find useful. People sometimes buy from that section because they find the free information so valuable that I gain credibility with them and they begin to trust me enough to spend a small amount of money with me. But my big ticket items can't be sold through email. Something that costs $15,000, $20,000, $100,000 can't be sold that way. The only thing the email can do is provide information about the pricey items or provide a free trial or other offering that removes some of the risk of buying something expensive from someone you don't have a long-standing relationship with. Now, if it's a warm email to someone who has purchased from you in the past or attended one of your events or downloaded something from your website, I still recommend giving value rather than a naked ask on your part. Alert them to a limited time discount to get them to buy again, or announce when you'll next be in their area for potential meetings or to give them an opportunity to see you live. In short, email is most effective as a marketing tool or to make repeat sales of relatively inexpensive items. So use it to keep yourself plugged with your audience and couple it with other lead generation and conversion tools, such as live appearances, influencer blog posts or magazine articles that you share with your audience, or virtual appearances on podcasts, YouTube shows, or other mediums where you may be doing your marketing and education activity. It all has to tie together your marketing tools and communications so that the prospective buyer can gain enough information from reliable sources to feel comfortable doing business with you. The sales email saying, "We do X, buy now," or set an appointment with us, will actually get you farther away from a sale than if you didn't send the email at all. A good marketing email, by contrast, will build brand awareness and credibility with your audience. So be strategic with your email communications. I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Until next time.